This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Ashton Mara. It's 7:44. Members of the Joint Committee on Tax Reform met in Charleston this week to carry on the new committee's quest to improve the business climate in West Virginia. The group looked to leaders from national policy and tax reform organizations to learn about the progress, or in some cases, regress, other states are making as they take on changes in their tax codes. In West Virginia, the new Republican leadership is hopeful they can begin making their own changes during the 2016 legislative session, but the chair of the committee says those changes will have to come slowly.
I think West Virginia used to have awful taxes. I mean, it was almost a wall around the state.
Joseph Henchman is the vice president of legal and state projects at the National Tax Foundation. He was just one of many presenters who came before the joint committee Monday, saying the state's tax climate has improved in recent years.
At the same time, it's not anything glowingly positive. There's no great strengths, at least as far as the tax system goes.
Henchman says overall, West Virginia is pretty middle of the pack when it comes to tax climate. His organization ranks the state 21st in the nation, but even with a fairly high ranking, Henchman says there's still work to be done. West Virginia University's Bureau of Business and Economic Research Director John Deskins says as the committee prepares to take on that work, he advises them to be bold.
So I would say think about fundamental reform, not just smaller tweaks on the margin. Don't keep any particular aspect or component of our tax system just because we've always done it that way. Think big. Think fundamental reform.
But Deskins and other economists before the committee cautioned to implement those major changes slowly. Their example, Kansas. In the past few years, the state legislature there passed major tax cuts, but did nothing to replace those revenues, nor cut the services they funded. Kansas found itself with a $4.5 billion reduction in revenues over 6 years because of the cuts and stripped its reserve funds to stay afloat. Now, the state is working to make up for the mistakes. Tax Reform Committee co-chair Senator Mike Hall says he wants to see change, but he doesn't want West Virginia to follow in Kansas's footsteps.
They got obviously into a political situation and had a huge tax cut that they can't afford.
And while Hall admits politics are always involved, he says his committee is truly focused on creating a code that's simpler.
You know, in spite of what some commentators say, we're not trying to, like, drive the state to bankruptcy here, but we're looking for a code that's more friendly.
More friendly for individual taxpayers as they deal with the tax department, and more friendly for businesses so the taxes they owe are clear, Hall says. Things Hall would like to see from the committee, a taxpayer's bill of rights similar to the one the federal government has implemented. He'd like to get rid of the business inventory and equipment tax, but says that's a high revenue generator lawmakers would have to replace. And Hall would like to find a way to ensure that sales taxes are collected on online purchases. No matter what changes the committee recommends to the full legislature, Hall says they should be implemented slowly and incrementally, as economists recommend, to allow businesses in West Virginia to compensate for the changes. Republican legislative leaders are hoping to make changes to the tax code during the 2016 legislative session. Hall believes that is possible, but those changes will be small, building up to a better tax climate over time. The Joint Committee on Tax Reform will hold their next meeting on June 9th, where they'll hear from county and city governments on expanding their taxing authority. Teams of high school and middle school students gathered in South Charleston over the weekend to compete to design the best virtual bridge. Clark Davis has more.
Bridge Valley Community and Technical College hosted the West Virginia Design Contest at the Advanced Technology Center in South Charleston. 39 high school and middle school teams enter the competition for a chance to win nearly $7,000.
It's really fun to be innovative and be put on the spot to do what you can and see how well you perform under pressure and to compete against other intellectuals that enjoy designing and the whole aspect and concept of engineering. And it's really fun to be able to be in that environment with people that like the same thing as you.
That's Thomas Meadows. He's a senior from Princeton. He and his partner were just two of the more than 400 middle and high school students who submitted more than 250 virtual bridge designs. From those, 39 different teams competed in the state finals. Using computer software, the teams were presented with different real-life scenarios, each lasting around an hour. Using the software, they were to build a virtual bridge they thought would hold up in the given scenario. Ryland Music is a division director for the West Virginia Department of Highways. and judge the competition.
The purpose of the contest is to design bridges, or design a bridge under different scenarios that is the most economical. So two things have to be achieved. Number one, the bridge has to function properly, and number two, at the cheapest cost.
The software provided students with scores of their progress during their timed session. Teams were given specific instructions on the legal restrictions to building their virtual bridges. In the second session, the students even built a suspension bridge. Barbara McElwain is a physics teacher at Greenbrier East High School. She brought three teams of high school students and one middle school team to the competition.
I found that my students at Greenbrier East High School have a great time combining the physics and the engineering together. And it's a STEM project that the State Department of Education requires. And it's something that they can have fun with and use technology to do it. And they can learn problem-solving skills while they're doing it.
Six of the high school teams from West Virginia and three middle school teams will go on to compete in the national finals in July. McElwain says her students are already planning for next year's competition.
All my teams are still eligible next year because I've brought juniors and a freshman and some seventh graders. So they're already probably thinking about what they're going to do different next year to try to get it back to the States.
The competition hopes to inspire students to go into STEM-related careers, including engineering. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Marshall University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our director is Teresa Wills. Our news director is Beth Voorhees. I'm Ashton Mara.